This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Bad Gays. Now it is time for the topic of the week, which is mine this week. And this is going to polarise opinion. Actually, do you know what? I don't think it is. I think this is going to be universally unpopular. So this is a bit of an opinion piece for me. This is only from my perspective.
Sure.
No fact here whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne's plane trees... There was an article in this week's newspapers. Melbourne City Council are preparing to remove 65% of the city's London plane trees by 2040. Most of Melbourne's... This is how they pitched it, right? So there was a quote in the article saying, most of Melbourne's maligned London plane trees will be removed under a plan by the MCC, the Melbourne City Council, to diversify the city's tree population.
How can a tree be maligned?
Exactly.
What does
that
even mean?
Talk about over-sensationalising things. Well, firstly, basically what they're saying is that they're maligned because they are particularly bad for certain allergies.
Mm. Okay, I have a question. Now, perhaps this is a Melburnian thing, and we all know that I'm a, you know, transplant down here, which is obviously what a London plane tree is. What the hell is a London plane tree?
Well, London plane tree is a deciduous tree that you would get. It's like a European tree, right? So you, like, when you go to London, for example, like all the streets are lined with these huge either oaks or London plane trees.
Aren't they called elm trees? Or is that
elm
else?
Trees. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
And
the ones that kill everyone. Oh, not everyone.
Well,
apparently.
In my opinion. Mm. Now, okay, I will actually put this out there. I'll caveat this by saying that I did live in London for 20 years, so it has a very special place in my heart. I particularly like the aesthetic look of cities like London and Paris, etc., right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just put that out there because I think, you know, in the summer, they're very green. They're very shady. They make the city look a lot cooler, but they also change with the seasons. So in autumn, you get nice colour change.
I was going to say exactly, for me, and I must admit, probably don't have a big opinion on this either way. I think it's interesting that the Melbourne City Council would want to spend money on removing 65% of these trees and replacing that. But... Mm. What you were saying is exactly right. As a non-Melburnian, one of the things I love about Melbourne is that you get changes of season.
Right.
I grew up, born and bred in Brisbane, Queensland. Yeah. There's very little changing of seasons in Queensland. It goes from a scale of obscenely hot to warm and then back again. And there's no sort of... seasonal triggers that, you know, you're walking down a street and the leaves are turning to different colours and those sorts of things.
Autumnal vibes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also say that your climate up there lends itself to some really lush subtropical planting as well, right?
True.
So maybe a London plane tree would not survive. They're very drought sensitive, London plane trees, right? So maybe they wouldn't survive up in
Why
a climate
did they
like
put...
that.
Don't we... Yeah. don't we have a lot of droughts here? I'm like, what?
Yeah, but I guess you're coming at it from a perspective of actually, it's very sensible, Alex. Yeah, I mean, think back to the 80s and 90s, right? Melbourne really marketed itself as being Australia's most European city,
right?
And so we loved kind of like the wide straight boulevards.
Well, when was it
lined
not?
By deciduous trees?
When was it not marketed the most European city? I feel like with.
Yeah, absolutely. We still are. And actually, I think one of the logos, like Melbourne City Council logo maybe, it's got like a... It has a leaf pattern in it that is very much taken from the London plane trees. It's not taken from a gum tree, right?
But hold on, Matt. The acting mayor, Lord Mayor, Aaron Wood, has made the statement, this is not a war on plane trees. That this is a move to diversify... the tree population in the city. Are we taking diversity to a bit of an extreme here in terms of tree populations as well?
I see where you're coming from, but I can understand what this person is saying, because the majority of trees are elm or those like British trees that are in the CBD. So
Okay. Diversify the city's tree population. It's a very, very namby-pamby way of placing.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Trying to get us to accept this argument. But I put this to you, right? Can picture this. What I would like the Melbourne City Council to do with this article is make a render and put out a picture or an image of what Collins Street
right.
or Swanson Street is going to look like, lined with Streebark Melaleuca. I'll put it out there. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of native flora. Okay? So that's going to make me universally unpopular. But actually, am I a bad gay? No, I'm just a bad Aussie, right? But can you imagine walking down Collins Street with just gum trees belong in the bush or at some suburban business park. They do not belong in Melbourne. Melbourne's built a reputation. It's built an image for itself here in this country and around the rest of the world as being a city that people want to visit because it looks nice. One of the reasons it looks nice are these streets, especially like St Kilda Road. Okay, Lygon Street. Can you imagine Lygon Street ripping out all those trees? It's struggling enough down there, Lygon Street. So people go down there in the summer. It's cool. It's shady.
In the summer, there isn't pollen everywhere you look, though.
And this is the different perspective, isn't it? Because Alex has informed us he is one of the people who, according, there's no statistics, you are one of as the reactions in some people, quote unquote, that cause physical irritation and allergic reactions. Mm. Now, I would proffer the argument that a lot of trees, not necessarily London plane trees, would cause a physical or allergic reaction. But you feel and you have experience over that way where Lygon Street is, you get a reaction?
Yeah. Yep. Eyes just... Oh, I can't look properly. I was walking into the studio today. I felt like a person just released from a court case or from jail. I was like covering my face. You know how the criminals cover their... I was literally doing that and I was probably getting weird looks, but I don't care. I just can't have the pollen and I forgot my glasses.
Did you say no comment?
No, yeah, I did.
Look, I was thinking... And my heart goes out to you. It really
Thank
does.
You.
But don't rip out our plane trees, please. I was thinking about this on the way here. I was thinking about my rant. And then broke out into a coughing fit. And I thought, oh, maybe they've got a point.
They
are. Hey! And there is crap all throughout the air. You can see it, right? So I get it. But I just don't think... Like, 70% is a lot. That's a lot of that's a lot of the trees gone. That's nearly every major thoroughfare lined with those trees in the central
but
city.
But what you're doing is you're actually... What the city council is doing without... I suppose being consultative about it is they're changing the visual aesthetic of the city.
Absolutely.
By doing this. So as you rightfully said, if that's what you're going to do and that's your strategy and you have reasons behind it, then put out some consultation documents and examples of what the visual aesthetic is going to look like because we have built this city on being the most European Australian city and... Now you're going to change that? Well, you probably need to justify that to the people who live in this city.
100%, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
We have public votes for, you know, stupid things that don't need to be voted upon. But then there's stuff like this. I feel like this should have gone to a vote.
I know.
People who
Otherwise, you know what it becomes? It becomes roads that disappear overnight in the middle of nowhere in Noosa.
Precisely.
Oh my God.
There you go. There's a nice thread happening with our topics of the week here.
If you're thinking, what are we talking about? It's on the podcast from last week. So there you go.
Absolutely.
Definitely check
so
that
look,
out.
Just to wrap up, you know, I'm not particularly very happy about it. Like I said, I'm not a fan of Australian native fauna, but that's just me. they did say that they will be replaced with a mixture of European species and Australian species, and then went on to list lemon-scented gum, red ironbark, spotted gum, camphor laurel. Now, I'm pretty sure they're all natives.
Yeah.
I'm no botanist, but...
Yeah. Gum, I'm like, please.
Anyway, so that's my topic of the week. Thank you for the rant. Thank you for letting me rant.
Of course.
So not only... I think what that topic of the week has shown us is not only is Matt a bad gay, he's a bad Australian.
Stick with us here on Bad Gays.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.